I hate this phone. Slide, tap on it, slap, slide it. Doesn't work.
Mine does that to me, too. That's why I'm laughing. I'm always cursing my phone. I hate this phone. I hate this phone. Sounds just like me.
I had someone hear me saying that once, though, and I started, like, I don't know, driving in traffic a couple of years ago and started to, you know, swear at the world or whatever. And he's like, I heard every word you said. It's like, oh, good Lord, what am I doing? All right.
Okay. So let me make sure we didn't miss anything. Oh, did that calendar appointment work out for you?
I did punch yes before we hung up.
Perfect. And there it is. I see it updated just now. That's wonderful. All right. Now, earlier you were leery about using your personal cell phone number for your business line. So we just rolled out an app. Well, just, it's probably been about 8 or 9 weeks now, but it's still new. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. We call it our Splash app. It's under Local Splash. And what it does, it installs on your existing cell phone. The app itself has its own local phone number. No, there's no charge for it. It's included as an option in all of our packages. And that would be, so the phone number that the app has would be your published phone number. So in your Google Business profile, on your website, would assume on your business cards. And then when someone calls you, it'll ring to the app on your existing phone. And because it's got its own number, you're not revealing your personal cell phone number to them. So the short of it is your existing cell phone will have two phone numbers, one that you dial from, just as you do now, and answer from. The other one, the app itself would ring, and you'd answer in the app. Is that something that you want to play with?
And I would love to. I would love to play with that in the future, but this very day it might be a little overwhelming.
Okay, no problem. And it takes a minute to get used to it. I'll just say that way, especially for our generation.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. My phone does.
I'm not the most technological savvy person. It's like, yeah, I generally hate computers, and I've been using an iPad for the last 15 years, and there's so much that I can't do with it. And what's frustrating is that when I say, why won't this do something, she'll come over and say, well, I don't know. I use a real computer. That's an iPad. I don't know how to use that. That's Apple. Or
oh, gosh. Well, and you know, around here, it's okay. That's not what you're supposed to specialize in. I'm happy you specialize in painting and power washing. We'll take care of the techno stuff for you. All right. And then, John, are there areas that you can think of offhand outside of Norwalk that you want to target? Or, it could even be a city, and we could say, well, I'll leave the income range for our tax. So we'll just probably stick with areas.
Yeah, I tend to not like to sit in traffic, which means heading towards Stanford. So I tend to, this isn't something I can say. It's just kind of a personal thing, but I prefer, say, Westport and Fairfield.
Okay. We can do that. Westport and Fairfield. Perfect.
I just don't know.
Okay. So then I'm going to list Norwalk, of course, but then Stanford, Westport, Fairfield. Did I get that right? Or did you?
What is it being listed for? I mean, isn't that pretty?
Your main area where you're going to show up on first page is that'll be Norwalk, And then for Facebook, because we can drill in and hit, I mean, if there are areas that you really like to work in or like to go to, that's a great use for some of that Facebook advertising. So,
okay.
But if you don't...
I can definitely... Stanford is where I'm from, so I can know that like the back of my hand. And
excellent.
There, but definitely grew up there.
All right. Perfect. And then... we've got a few areas here that same way.
Yeah,
and
then wealthy.
Yeah, well, and everything is overpriced right now. I mean, houses. I'm actually amazed. Our pricing hasn't increased yet. I'm waiting for that. I'm sure it'll happen eventually because everything has and everything does. But as far as housing, it seems like everywhere is just overpriced.
Massively overpriced, but girlfriend's a realtor, so.
She's,
you know, hey, where do you live? Are you thinking of selling?
You bet. Absolutely. And now, do you prefer phone, text, or email any over the others, or are all of those for us to contact you?
Anything's okay.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Well,
I can't type. All right, I'm going to skim through this one more time, make sure I don't have any typos and that I didn't miss anything. We have a wonderful checklist. I love lists. So it works great for me. We have a little checklist that we run through to make sure we don't miss anything and that we hit everybody in the company that needs to be informed, because you'll have an entire team. Let me get that in here. Yes. I failed to set up your appointment in one of these places, so I'm doing that before I miss it again. Perfect. Got that. Okay. And we are looking good. Okay. So let me grab my billing screen here, and then we will get your subscription set up in the right place. All right, so I want to get your discounts in here for sure. Make sure I got that. Perfect. Discounted to $299. Good. Good. I always got to double check it. Make sure my promo's stuck when I put them in. And you need to apply that also on your setup fee. Get that $200 knocked off of it. Okay. Sometimes it takes a minute to think. And you know, it never goes as fast as we can think. They're fast, but not as fast as we can think. All right, good. Got all of your discounts applied. So, and again, those are locked in for life. And definitely, if you ever do get a bill from us that's more than $299 for your monthly, let me know. And then now on the card that you're using today, John, does your middle initial appear or is it just first and last?
Well, let's see.
I know, I always have to look at mine. I can never remember.
No middle initial.
All right. It shows up what?
It shows up in banking, but not because there's very few people with that last name unless you go down to Texas.
Yeah.
Austin.
Do you have
very
popular. Do you have relation down there?
No, I do not, but I
spent
a couple months down there 30 years ago. I tried to set up residency, maybe consider going back to college when I was in my early 30s or something or other, and discovered that in and around Austin, Texas, it's Travis County, Travis Lake, Travis is everywhere.
Oh.
No idea of any relatives
And I get that once in a while too.
it was beneficial to me, because it's like, oh, you know, it just worked
nice.
Out. But the economy was so terrible at the time that I couldn't get a job digging ditches. So,
I was
like,
wow,
788, whenever the crash was back in those.
Yes. That was rough. Yeah, well, there's been a few rough spots now that you mention it.
And at the time I was painting out on Nantucket Island. I don't know where 877 is, where you are, but I was living on an island that, and in the summertime is a tourist trap. Tourist town. Just kidding. nowadays it's ultra rich, but in the wintertime it's a little small fishing village, literally. And I had the best of both worlds, or the worst, depending on how you look at it. And
nice. We lived. Go ahead. The
economy never faltered. The economy never faltered out there.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know, we've got areas like that here too. So I work remotely. I live in Colorado, and there's a little town. It's actually my favorite town on earth. Just south of me, where I live is high desert. And then right next to us is mountains, 14,000 footers. So we get a lot of mountain weather that'll sift down, but it is, because it's such a beautiful area, it's overrun with tourists. We went up a couple of years ago for 4th of July. They do wonderful fireworks. And people they're doing the VRBO thing all over town, I mean, even with just a bedroom. But they're also VRBOing their lawns for tents and campers. So we drove through town and it was insane. There were tents and campers in front of people's houses and on every lawn. And it was disgusting to me, because that's how overrun with tourists it was. I mean, I know that the businesses are making money and it's good for them. But same time, I'm with you. It's kind of sad because they don't appreciate it like you do. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. At one point I considered the Colorado area, although I couldn't begin to, I'm trying to remember where a friend of mine is that's out there. And I said, yeah, I don't have money for that. I'd be better off staying put right where I am. And,
probably yes. Colorado has gotten considerably more expensive too. We've been here since, 2006, and it has just progressively gotten more expensive. But, at least we can work and we can make money.
Deer, you got a lot going there.
Yeah, you bet. And John, is this Master, MX, Visa, or Discover today?
MasterCard.
All right. And then I'm ready. Well, we'll
check my limit and start paying off my credit cards to make sure I can.
I'm ready for those digits
ready
when
the
you are. Yes, sir.
5140.
Okay.
2180.
Okay.
3104.
All right.
And 6681.
All right. Thank you. There's no one here. I've got in such a habit many, many, many years ago to not read it out loud. The only one here is my dog, and he's chewing on a chew toy. He's not even paying attention. And what's the expiration, please, John?
6/23.
X-23. All right. And then that security code, please.
763.
Get that in there, and then we'll run that through. And then we are almost to the end, and I'll be able to let you get back to your day. So there's going to be another email on its way to you. Usually it takes a minute to get through the system. What it is, it'll be titled and it just went. It'll be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. You could look for that one. I'll walk you through it, but first I'll do the voice verification with you. And the voice verification is a verbal duplicate of what you're getting by email, but I'll need you to go through the email and make a couple of clicks and a couple of typings for me. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. We also record it, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Boy, that's still the part I'm nervous about, using my own name. John Travis Painting.
You got it. And then please state your name and title within the business.
John Travis Painter.
And owner?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. That was the tidbit they wanted. And then are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Thank you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of this non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll explain. That's kind of the wording. It sounds odd. What it means, really, if you boil it down, if you add other social medias, somebody told me the other day they were talking about adding TikTok as a social media for their business. I know nothing about the platform. My daughter plays in that. That's her generation. But if you add other social medias, things like that, just so that we can tie it all in and then make sure that your page rank doesn't slip. That's pretty much all that means.
Okay. Taking a note.
And perfect. Your initial payment, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, August 3rd, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398, the breakout of which is a flat $299 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning in September, your monthly rate is a true flat $299, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, all fees or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 3rd of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 3rd. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
All right. Thank you. And then did that last email arrive, John?
I think I'm reading it. Local Splash initial invoice.
Fantastic. Yes, there should be like 4 lines in. Click here to accept. And that's going to be the duplicate of what we just went over. So down at the bottom, it should have a box for you to type your name. And it'll ask for it to be as it appears. So no punctuation and so on.
Got it.
All right, perfect. And then once you hit submit, it should take you to a login screen.
Let's see, I certified that. Clicking on the box and confirm signature. Username, password. Screen.
Perfect. Okay. Let me make sure it updated over here. So you are in the right place. And excellent, it did update. So that's going to be where you'll log in for your dashboard and analytics. And your tech will send you a link also, so you don't have to worry about saving it or keeping that page open. But they will get you your login credentials on Friday when you do your onboarding call. And then you'll be able to get in there. And John, congratulations. You are all set to go. Do you have any last? Absolutely. Thank you.
Any last questions? I wish I could come to Colorado and give you a hug.
Oh, well, we'll do a virtual hug. How about that?
Give your dog a pat on the head.
I definitely will. I might even give him a cookie for you.
Good time, dog lover.
Oh, wonderful. We've actually got three of them. Two of them are older, and then I lost my boy. So there are three of us in our house, and everybody has their own dog, but they're everybody's dogs at the same time. But each one bonded to us individually. And I lost my boy, it's 3 years ago now. It was devastating. He'd been through so much with me, you know, and I was there when he was born. I was the first human that ever laid hands on him, and I was the last human he saw when he went. But it took me a while to be okay with getting...
It's incredibly hard to do that.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, if there's anything sweet about death, I'm thankful that I was there for him when he went, and because I was his security as much as he was mine. So it took a little bit for me to be okay with another dog, but this guy is the love of my, well, okay, next to my husband. He's the love of my life.
Yeah.
All right, John. Well, I have taken enough of your time. I'm going to let you get back to your day. And I just want to say congratulations and thank you so much for your trust. Awesome. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.